Jerry Bader Show, 9:51. I have a question for U.S. Representative F. Jim Sensenbrenner. I think he's still of Menominee Falls, but of the metropolitan Milwaukee area. Jim, I have a question for you. Is John Boehner, is he just pulling a stunt here? Your Speaker of the House? Why do I ask that question? Oh, I ask that question because when Ron Johnson sued the administration over unilaterally changing Obamacare, Jim Sensenbrenner called it a stunt. House Speaker John Boehner confirmed Wednesday that he intends to sue President Obama in the long-running dispute between the administration and congressional Republicans over the scope of the administration's executive authority to enforce laws. I am, Boehner told reporters when asked if he was going to initiate a lawsuit. The Constitution makes it clear that a president's job is to faithfully execute the laws. In my view, the president has not faithfully executed the laws. Jason says, took him long enough. Well, see, now that's the criticism, is he's just doing this to rev up the red meat eating conservative base for the elections. In fact, let me share this from a friend. John Boehner may have grown a pair, but they're the size of peanuts. What judge is going to get between Congress and the president? How about he uses the power the House already has and starts impeachment against some of the lower level department heads? That's where this gets interesting. The Wall Street Journal applauds Boehner for this today. The Beltway Press is portraying Mr. Boehner as merely serving carrion to the Tea Party vultures, and no doubt the hopes he hopes in part to sate the political appetites of the backbench. But we doubt he'd wager the House's reputation and his own on a novelty lawsuit that the courts wouldn't hesitate to toss as frivolous. From what we know of the Speaker's deliberations, he has been persuaded on the merits. We'd prefer that Congress and President resolve their disputes through the normal political rough and tumble. The Constitution anticipates that the two ends of Pennsylvania Avenue will be in tension as they balance each other's power. But the major reason to involve the judiciary in this case is Mr. Obama's flagrant contempt for regular political order. For example, he has unilaterally revised, delayed, or reinterpreted Obamacare no fewer than 38 times. From a partisan caper, this implicates the foundation of the U.S. political architecture. The courts generally presume that individual members of Congress lack the standing to make a legal challenge. But Mr. Obama is stealing inherent Article I powers that no party other than Congress can vindicate. Mr. Boehner says he'll seek a House vote authorizing the lawsuit and put it under the direction of the bipartisan legal advisory group. There are even liberal lawyers who say, look, he's crossed the line here. I'm not sure why it took him this long. And why now, suddenly, when Johnson was mocked for similar action? Then there's this. Republicans are accusing former IRS official Lois, the dog ate my email learner, from potentially seeking an audit of a sitting Republican senator. This is a little muddy. Emails were published late Wednesday by the House Ways Means Committee that show that Lerner, they say, targeted a sitting Republican senator for a proposed internal audit. The email appears to show Lerner mistakenly received an invitation to an event, apparently a fundraising type thing. She received an invitation intended for Senator Charles Grassley. Now, apparently, she was invited as well, and she received, you know, the invitations got stuck together. The event organizer apparently offered to pay for Grassley's wife to attend the event. I don't know if it was a fundraiser. I don't know what it was, which caught Lerner's attention. The December 2012 email showed that in response, Lerner suggested to an IRS colleague that the case be referred for an audit. Looked like they were inappropriately offering to pay for his wife, Perhaps we should refer to exam or audit. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports today that it's unclear if she was talking about Grassley or the group should be audited, because it was the concern of the invitation that got her attention to pay for his wife. Okay, I'm not sure either, to be honest with you. But that here, though, I think is the larger issue. Should Lois Lerner be able to snap her fingers and say, audit that person? Audit that person. Should she be able to do that? By the way, as I said yesterday, 76% of Americans do not believe the email crash. 76%. And now the EPA is making the same excuse. The Environmental Protection Agency is now using the same excuse in response to a congressional subpoena. The computer ate our homework. In a hearing Wednesday before the House Oversight Committee on Government Reform, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said the agency was still trying to recover the emails from a now retired employee who was involved in a controversial EPA evaluation of a proposed mine project in Alaska. IT experts all over the country are saying this is just crap, that these things should be able to be retrieved. I agree. And as we mentioned yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported the IRS was involved in litigation with a group that they should have taken great lengths to make sure that this was never destroyed. It is stunning to me that this behavior is getting this yawn. This is similar to the topic from earlier in the hour, that we've just become so numb to this that nothing shocks us anymore. The IRS is the most powerful entity on the planet when it comes to screwing with you. And All right, Thad Cochran used liberals to win a Republican primary. What does that say about the Republican establishment that's okey-doke with him doing that? We'll see what you think after 10. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.